This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We are here. We're not home. Well, actually, we are home. We have our home studios. It's interesting, Jennifer. Shotgun Tom Kelly is somebody that we know, very well-known Southern California disc jockey who now is on Sirius XM. And they do it the same way we do it. As a matter of fact, there are a lot of local stations that have provided studios courtesy of the pandemic so that they would keep their live shows going, but they couldn't do it in the studio, so people were fitted out with home studios.
Yeah.
So they could sound like they're in a studio, and they were, but it wasn't the studio at the radio station. And that's the way I've been operating since actually the early 90s when I took the ownership of this program over. I started in 88, but then it just, all the pieces didn't fit together for me to stay working for somebody else. It was better for me to be on my own. And so that's what I did. I was the first guy to do it. And it's really become now the trend. So there are more people. The reason I brought up Shotgun Tom is because as I listened to him start his daily program on Sirius, he says he's in his Hollywood home studio. And I don't know why I'm taken back by that. I'd rather it sound like he was in a big-time studio, but everybody has studios at home now. They set them up, and they're just like, I mean, I look at my studio. Wouldn't make any difference whether I was here. I've set up a pretty sophisticated thing. You have. And so have most other people who are doing their broadcasts from home. I don't think you ever, though, your morning show, you never weren't in the studio in Los Angeles, right? You didn't ever do it.
1 month when we had COVID. And that was it.
That was it. When you had COVID. Yeah, yeah.
In 2020, right. Yeah.
Yeah, right. All right, so anyway, that's the radio news of the day. Here's some good news from Nebraska. A couple surprised when they find out they're expecting a baby 2 days before it's born. How do you do that? This is Peyton Stover of Omaha, Nebraska. Saw her doctor on Monday. After experiencing symptoms, including fatigue, she said, I just don't know what's wrong with me. She's a teacher. It's not like she was, you know, living in a trailer park. No offense to if you live in a trailer park. And she said, I thought it was normal to be tired all the time. But she said, I did notice changes in my body, swelling in her legs.
Oh, my gosh.
And how do you?
I just don't understand how you don't know. I mean,
I don't know either.
Good for you being blissfully unaware, but man.
Right. So she goes in, the doctor is doing an ultrasound, and he looks at her and she looks at him because she's looking at the screen. She says to him, is that a baby? The doctor says, yeah. Her kidneys apparently stopped working, and she had to have a C-section last night. So her boyfriend rushed to her side. You know, that's more common now, isn't it? When I was a kid, if you were not married and you had a baby, ooh, it was the scarlet letter.
Yep.
But it's like pretty much the norm. Well, maybe we'll get married someday. I get that. If you are a fan of The Rock's Dwayne Johnson, you're hoping he'll run for the presidency, and he says, sorry.
Really?
No, I'm not doing that.
The Rock is a wrestler and an actor. I don't know. Why ruin him with the politics?
And he likes making $60 million a year. So I think that take a back seat. But there are a lot of people who would like to see somebody like that, just somebody different, instead of the same old faces and the same old lines.
Well,
and the same
old... Donald Trump and nobody like that.
Yeah, well, they liked it for a while, obviously. There's a problem in Washington. And only one? Okay, this is a new Department of Labor proposal this week, Jennifer, that you should be talking to your local audience, because most of the people, interestingly enough, most of the men and women, many of them, I shouldn't say most, but many of them are people who are small business folks like you and me. We run a small radio business. There aren't many of us left. Matter of fact, I'm the only independent producer of talk radio programs left in the country. And you have your CRN studio in business with your dad that you do, in addition to the time you spend on this program and the mornings on KRLA. So the idea of having the rules change, these people can't leave anything alone. So this week they announced a proposed rule change that will make it almost impossible for you, me, and anybody else who now has flexibility and economic opportunity because they are independent contractors. The Biden administration wants to kill it so that there's no more independent contractors.
They did this in California, and so many people say, why do you stay in California? And here's the deal. I stay in California because we got to fight here. These policies, they test them out. We're like a gigantic Petri dish, and then they spread across the country. And AB 5, Assembly Bill 5, was exactly what California dealt with 2 years ago, almost to the day, when they took away the ability of companies to hire independent contractors. It made it very difficult. And it put the gig economy almost out of business for
out
a
of
while.
Business.
Yeah, they had to figure out what to do with Lyft and with Uber and all of these other places that saved people's lives, by the way, during the pandemic. Not only for their delivery, but also for their, you know, their ability to provide people with income. And they didn't care about that. And now the federal government's trying to adapt the same thing that California strapped on us.
I just don't understand what it is that makes people think these are good ideas.
Well, why?
Where does that come from?
Your job is to make things better. There is nobody that benefits from this except for the government, who gets to tax people more money, or they think they're more in control. That's the only people that benefit. It's not good for employees. It's not good for employers. There are plenty of people who
are writers.
There's
no wisdom in it.
Right.
There's no wisdom in
it. Status.
Right. We all have hard times. They just are looking to grab more and more money, to expand government more and more. And look at this stuff in New York. I was talking, was it this early this week or last week, about the governor of New York? I don't think you were here, so it was last week. The governor of New York signing a bill that requires farmers to pay over 40 hours or to not allow workers to work over 40 hours on a farm, for God's sakes?
I know.
How that doesn't even equate, that shows you how out of
touch
America is with where money, where the food comes from.
But the people who are making the rules have never walked the walk that you walk, that I walk, that most of you listening to the program have walked. They don't know what it's like. They've worked in government their whole life. And so they just, you know, they think they know, and they have no idea about real challenges.
Nope. U.S. Gymnastics, USA Gymnastics, rolling out a new wellness program that covers mental health. See, I'm on to this now, and this is a lot of attention to mental health this month. And so here's a new idea from USA Gymnastics. They want to cover the people who belong to their wellness programs with mental health visits as well. Athletes, coaches, whomever. This is something that needs to be universal. It needs to be something that is from sea to shining sea. It's amazing how this, what is there about mental health that you don't understand? Why is it that you don't get that we need, especially with all of the stuff that's bombarding us all the time, you got to clear your head. Anyway. Am I sounding like a broken record? I keep talking about it.
No, but I think it's an important topic for sure.
Yeah, it sure is. Okay, so next up, what's going on in the Senate? Is Lindsey Graham still pushing for a complete ban on abortions? It was a 15-week thing.
Well, he wasn't actually pushing for a complete ban. What he was doing was actually going to legalize abortion up to 15 weeks in all states. So 15 weeks seems to be the point where people agree it's okay if you're a pro-choice person. It seems that 15 weeks is kind of where people think is appropriate, judging by the surveys. Not a lot of people find late-term abortions palatable.
No, should they?
Right. So instead of just leaving this alone, which is what I think he probably should have done, and that's the Supreme Court decision in the Dobbs case, instead of just leaving that alone and letting the election happen, he said that if, you know, he presented this idea that would basically provide federal protections for abortion up to 15 weeks. But the argument made by the Supreme Court is that the federal government doesn't have control over this. It's actually the states that do.
Uh-huh.
So, I don't know. It's a tough one. Now, had something been codified, then yes, the federal government would have
Before.
Been in control, but it was not.
Are they too late now to do that?
Well, obviously he doesn't think so. I think there were a lot of Republicans that thought this would be like kind of the game-changing issue for the elections. And while I think there are going to be some people who have a lot of momentum to go out and vote because of it, I don't know. People are suffering to pay for gas and for food, and I don't know if abortion is top of mind.
This on,
that's what I can
right,
see.
At this moment.
Yeah.
Okay, so the other day I made a mistake. I didn't talk, well, listen, from time to time.
It happens once a year, you know?
Sometimes twice a year. This was a focus on the president and what the Saudis are doing. They are our friends. So every president has told us since Kennedy, right? Oh, the Saudis, they're our pals. Well, they've decided last week with OPEC to cut oil production. You'll notice the price of gasoline was going down. I saw some gas 3 weeks ago. It was around, I think the lowest was $3.19 I saw here, which is about 50, 60 cents from where it was when things were normal. Now, the prices are up 20, 30 cents because the Saudis have cut oil production, and that is why you've seen the price of gas go up again. These are our friends. No, they are not our friends. They have never been our friends. And how it is, do they get pictures of every president with a chicken? What in the hell is it that these people have?
You got to understand that we were energy independent before, and now we are not. And so now we have to rely on our so-called friends. And they went to Joe Biden and they said in his face, we don't have the supply. Sorry. You have to go somewhere else. That's why Biden wants to go to Venezuela next to get gas.
Ah, perfect.
And Venezuela is not even recognized by our country as a functional government. So what are we doing? Why are we not handling the problem here at home?
Good question.
You can still push towards the green initiatives. Just don't give everything up at once.
Past the hour. Thank you, Jennifer.
Okay, from the start.
The acerola cherries.
Alfalfa leaf, aloe vera, apples, banana.
Beets, bell pepper, broccoli.
Blueberries, blackberries, cranberry.
We make Texas superfood from 55 raw, vine-ripened fruits and vegetables.
Pineapple, sweet potato,
papaya, parsley, pear, peach.
In a capsule or a powder, one daily dose of Texas superfood delivers the healthy benefits of 55. Count them, 55 fresh fruits and vegetables, and you can see them all on TexasSuperfood.com.
Raspberry, spinach, the nutrients that we need on a daily basis.
Thousands of people benefit from taking Texas Superfood every day. Shouldn't you be one of them? Doctors, pharmacists, nurses, and your grandmother all recommend that you eat more fruits and vegetables every day. So if you can't, won't, or don't, Texas Superfood is made for you.
TexasSuperfood.com.
It's borderline shocking how much energy I have. I hope you use me for the Texas Superfood. Superfood.com.
Join us on TexasSuperfood.com.
TexasSuperfood.com.
If you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in taxes, please listen to this important message. The IRS is aggressively hiring and quickly ramping up their tax collection team. Act now and protect yourself with a call to Tax Alliance. Don't let the money you owe the IRS keep you up at night and ruin your life. You may be surprised at how much having Tax Alliance on your side can protect you from the IRS collections and help you save thousands on what you owe. Here's what a customer had to say.
Tax Alliance did an amazing job helping me through a quite difficult situation, saving me tens and thousands of dollars that I would have been paying for many years to come.
Tax Alliance is rated A+ with a Better Business Bureau with no consumer complaints. If you owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes, have unfiled returns, or have a payment plan and are still frustrated, call Tax Alliance now for a free consultation. 800-987-1097. 800-987-1097. That's 800-987-1097.
Tax Alliance, your tax resolution solution.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen.
And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W, 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Good Day Health Podcast with Dr. Ken Kronhaus.
So if you're looking to lose weight and improve the health of your teeth, Doug, limiting your intake of soda and other sugary soft drinks, it just may do the trick. This is a new study that links sugary drinks to 2 common health problems in American adults, tooth decay and obesity, suggesting the two could be related.
All Good Day Health podcasts can be found at gooddayhealthshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's 23 after the hour now on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Wednesday is upon us, the 12th of October. It's time for some social media blah, 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 or Doug's Dirt, if you will. What's trending is Elon Musk has addressed a problem with his daughter. For a change, his headline isn't about going to space or buying Twitter. This is a conversation about his daughter, Vivian, which we'll get to after this. Elizabeth Miller, who is from the Calitrin organization. One of the things that's so great is the various things that can help you as you're going through the process, like the weight loss guide that you have, all the tips and information, because everybody's body is different.
Exactly. And, you know, you're right. If you go on our website, we've got a resources tab you can click on, and we've got a ton of completely free, 100% free resources. Like Doug was saying, we've got weight loss guides. We've got how to balance your gut for health, longevity, and weight loss.
All right, what's the deal right now? What do we have as a special?
We've got buy 3, get 3 free, unlimited. So that's buy 4, get 4, buy 5, get 5. It's at toploss.com. That's TOPLOSS.com. Or you can call us toll free at 1-833-TOP-LOSS.
All right, Elizabeth Miller from Calitrin. All right, so Elon Musk has a problem with his daughter, and apparently he's estranged from her because she wanted to change her name and her gender. So the interview that I saw says is the daughter's decision to distance herself from him she's been influenced by neo-Marxists at the school where she's going. I think a lot of people that feel that there are a lot of socialists and stuff in higher educational institutions. He says it's full-on communism. The general sentiment, if you're rich, you're evil. And then apparently the daughter has been in school and the people around her are making fun of her because her father is so rich. This daughter is with his ex-wife, Justine. Got a son with her as well. I guess a couple of children. He's also the father of a son that has a strange name, if I remember. X-A-12, something like that. And a daughter that is 10 months old with another lady. Anyway, I have good relationships with all my other children. And so this youngster had filed a change of name request and a gender change. She wanted to change her last name from Musk to Wilson, and so it goes. So apparently there's a big to-do about this. I don't know what I would do if my child came. I think if you love your children, you got to let them figure out things and support them as well as you can, as much as you can. Kim Kardashian is paying for security for her children at school because of all the attacks against Kanye, the father, online. The youngsters go to a private school. As a matter of fact, the school is a school where my daughter used to teach in Los Angeles. So anyway, they're trying. Imagine having youngsters with bodyguards around them all day. What the heck could that life be like? Oof. It's 28 past the hour on Good Day.
Robert is a real Prevagen user and content contributor.
I am Robert Strickler. My wife Joyce and I have been married for 53 years. Certainly one of the really important things in my life are our children and our grandchildren. I am essentially a writer. I've been involved in communications in the media. I've been an avid fly fisherman for at least 40 or more years. I've been taking Prevagen for at least 8 years. For me, the greatest benefit over the years has been that Prevagen seems to help me recall things and also think more clearly, have a crisper ability to remember and think through things. And I enthusiastically recommend Prevagen. It has helped me an awful lot.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Prevagen is available in stores everywhere. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who are cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Doug Stephanie here to talk to you about Term Provider. This is the easiest way to buy life insurance, protect your family, and get peace of mind. You have high blood pressure? Got diabetes? No problem. At Term Provider, they'll shop all the top insurance carriers so you don't have to do that and get you the best possible rate no matter what ails you. Call Term Provider, 800-230-2777. That's 800-230-2777. Term Provider is helping lots of people just like you. No matter what your problem is, at Term Provider, they get the job done. 800-230-2777. Get the scales tipped in your favor. $1 million in term life insurance for less than $200 a month. 800-230-2777. Term Provider, the way to go to get affordable life insurance. 800-230-2777.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
President Biden is on a Democrat campaign trail this week looking to raise campaign money. His three-state swing out west this week will reveal the White House's midterm strategy for a president who remains broadly unpopular with very little accomplishments for the American people. He'll be in Vail, Colorado this morning. Wanting to get out of Russia, the Nissan car manufacturing company sold all of its assets in Russia to the Russian government for €1 on Tuesday. The deal cost Nissan roughly $687 million, but the company believes it will not affect their earnings forecast for the fiscal year. The United Nations is reporting Ukraine's biggest nuclear power plant, which is surrounded by Russian troops, has lost all external power needed for vital safety systems for the second time in 5 days. Thanks for listening. I'm Lance Pry. We are USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And there's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Do you have the level of health and energy you desire? The Western world's oldest superfood supports energy, mood, elimination of cravings for junk foods or sweets, elimination of pain, detoxification, immunity, muscle building, fat loss, and even has anti-cancer properties. The oldest superfood is cold-sterilized whey protein from grass-pastured cows. Unlike heat-sterilized whey protein powder, cold-sterilized is easy to digest, and for most dairy-intolerant people, they digest it fine. Green Meadow Whey is the only cold-sterilized whey protein powder on the market. Green Meadow Whey is imbued with a life-giving energy that most people can feel in the form of improved energy and mood for 6 or more hours at a time. Unheated whey is nature's most powerful support for glutathione production, so essential to the health of every cell of your body. Let Green Meadow Whey erase your fatigue, fortify your immune system, support your detoxification, support your fat loss and lean muscle development, and lift you to new levels of health. To learn more or order, go to bestwhyprotein.net or call 888-988-3325.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Doug Steffens, Good Day Show.
So here's the story of the Irish fellow who just became the first person to row your boat gently across the Atlantic from New York to Galway, Ireland. 112 days at sea.
Get the podcast at gooddayshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Now, 34 after the hour, this is the Doug Steffen Good Day program. We're going to be talking in a matter of moments about the way to save life on Earth. If you're wondering about climate change and things, is that the only thing we have to be focused on? Probably not. Get to that in a few minutes. Here's some good news. This is sort of a breakthrough when it comes to polyurethane bags, things that are made out of polyethylene. I said polyurethane, sorry. Polyethylene is a difference. The plastic bags and containers that now can be upcycled thanks to a new technique for recycling polyethylene bags. The food packaging thing is a real problem, and we know that. And it's sort of like a non-starter to talk about it because up until now, there hasn't been really a lot that you could do. What's different? What's new? There are things when you go to like a Whole Foods store, they have those those boxes that you can throw into a compost heap. We do it here. I have a compost program on my farm, and a lot of those boxes, the new boxes that are the pizzas delivered in, all of that stuff, in 3 days in a compost pile is gone because they break down. But these plastics can't. So what they're trying to do, by the way, a third of the entire plastic market is containers. All manufacturers using a lot of fossil fuel as well. Scientists at the University of California have found a way to break the polymers into three carbon molecules called propylene. Now this is a molecule that can be used to make new plastics, and it breaks down. It's used in rope and twine and tape, like duct tape these days. People will use it for carpets, upholstery, that's even clothing. So this will allow you to buy things that have been made with minimal fossil fuels. You can't take a plastic bag and then make another plastic bag out of it. You can do that with bottles, but you can't do it with the bags. So the bags stay there unless they're made out of something that breaks down. So that's what this is all about. Good for them. I'm glad that they're, you know, that's something that's good. I believe we really have to be much more cognizant of the way that we're making things, the way we are selling things, because it's nonsense. It's not sustainable under any circumstance. I just found out from one of my listeners in Jackson, Mississippi. I have three communities named Jackson, Jackson, Mississippi, Jackson, Tennessee, and Jackson Hole, Wyoming, all carry this program. So this person from Jackson, Mississippi has sent me information about where Jackson is. How many people, this is like a secret, I never knew this, there's an ancient volcano there's two of them, that are dormant, that this city, Jackson, is built on. So this is an old crater, the volcano is extinct, hasn't erupted since the dinosaurs were around, but I just thought it was interesting to look at where, you know, we all think that the only place there are vulnerable for volcanoes are the West Coast and Hawaii. Not so. There's a whole thing. There's actually a fault line that goes through New York and across Ohio that could be a problem. Also, Portland, Oregon is something. So I just thought it was interesting when I see those sort of things about some of the communities that carry this program. I'd like to pass that information along. All right, speaking of passing information along, let's talk about the way to save life on Earth. We'll have the author of a new book called The Rescue Effect after these words.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Here at Total Wine & More, you'll love what you find this Halloween.
Thirsty.
Oh, hey, Frankenstein. Did you enjoy that Cabernet?
Oh, good. Want new red?
Well, all the villagers are raving about this Merlot.
Ooh.
And we have it at the lowest price.
Economical.
Find what you love. Love what you find. With the totally lowest prices for Halloween. Only at Total Wine & More. Drink responsibly. B21.
Progressive presents today's to-do list for your dog.
Check front door, check window, check other window. Rest chin on ground, look into distance. Bark for no reason.
Check front door. Check window. Check other window.
Your pet has a very busy schedule, so it's up to you to make sure they're protected. That's why Progressive Car Insurance covers your pets for up to $1,000 if they're ever in a car accident with you.
Chase shiny ball. Lose shiny ball. Find shiny ball. Eat shiny ball.
Get coverage for your pets with any auto policy from Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Coverage for cats and dogs included with the purchase of collision coverage and subject to policy terms.
41 past the hour on Good Day. I'm Doug Steffen. Michael Mader Webster is the author of a book called The Rescue Effect. You know, you look around, we're looking, all of us, maybe all of us are, but a lot of people I know are looking for inspiration. I was talking about the pollution and stuff a few minutes ago. We have, one of the blessings that I think we have as human beings is that we can use our mind to sort of shape what we want life to be like. And we've allowed the people that are in certain industries to sort of dictate, and we still allow that, dictate how we're going to live. It's pretty disappointing, actually. But maybe there is help. We have an understanding here that the Earth is precious, but it's been around for billions of years. I want to find out what Michael Webster has in the rescue effect that will, what do we have that is available to us? What systems, what rescue efforts can we use? What's going on? Michael, good to have you here.
Well, thank you. It's a pleasure to be here.
So what do we have? What are the systems that we have now that are in effect that could rescue if we believe, first of all, if you buy into the fact the planet is doomed? I don't happen to buy into that. I think we as humans are doomed, but I don't think the planet is doomed. When you look at the history of the planet, it saved itself from a lot worse stuff than going on right now. But is this about saving humanity on the planet?
So my book is predominantly about the diversity of life on the planet and thinking about what that future is going to look like. And the main idea really is about what I call the rescue effect, which is nature's inherent ability to rescue itself when the environment is changing.
Right. And so you hear some stuff about the bugs inheriting the Earth when the humans are gone. Will the bugs actually inherit the Earth? Are there bugs and viruses and germs everywhere that we're fighting? I guess we're successful to the point, well, we don't, I don't know, we're sort of quasi-effective when it comes to things like COVID. But the anxiety that we have, you know, I was just looking at something. I'm a farmer in addition to being a broadcaster, so I'm sensitive, and I just got sent a note about a law that's been proposed in Australia to limit the number of cows that could be in Australia. And because I understand the value of cows, there are people who claim that methane gas is a huge contributor to the problems in the atmosphere, but they don't take into consideration what the cows in the digestive system, the products that come out of them, do to the soil. So anyway, whether that's part or parcel of this, I guess I'm wondering what your story is. Why are you interested in this?
My background is I'm an ecologist who has worked in conservation for a long time, and the system that I've worked on mostly is coral reefs. And if you look at coral reefs today, coral reefs are in a lot of trouble. You know, if you see articles about coral reefs in the news, they tend to be really negative articles. And working in conservation in this field, I began to wonder, listen, what is the future of coral reefs going to look like? And importantly, are we even going to have them on the planet? You know, coral reefs are important to hundreds of millions of people. They're important to a huge share of the species that live in the ocean. You know, if we lose this entire ecosystem, we lose a lot from our planet. And so one of the things that I've been doing the last few years is working with colleagues to try and figure out, hey, listen, the world's changing really quickly. Do we think that corals have a chance at keeping up in that rapidly changing world? And based on our research, which does a lot of like modeling future corals and how they might be able to evolve and questions like that, we've come up with some reasonably optimistic answers, which is we actually think corals can adapt to a fair bit of change. They can adapt to deal with everything that we throw at them. But here's the interesting part. What we choose to do now is likely to make a big difference. So if we as a species choose to do things like begin to mitigate climate change, or if we choose to try and protect coral reefs locally, we can really make a big impact on what the likely outcome will be. So that was some of the inspiration for this book.
Yeah, the rescue effort suggests that, you have a number of takeaways, I would put it that way. Rescue affects things that we can do. Do you want to, in the next couple of minutes, go through a few of these things that you think we can do, what individuals can do, what groups can do, what do we need to be thinking about in the next, we got a couple of minutes here to go through these.
Sure, I'd be delighted to do that. So, I mean, the rescue effect in nature is strong. It helps species persist when their environment is changing, but it's not all-powerful. And we get to the point where we begin to lose things if the world changes too quickly or too much.
Right.
So in terms of what people can do, probably the most important thing we can do for the future of life on Earth right now is deal with things like climate change, because climate change is affecting all ecosystems, all species, everywhere on the planet. If we can get in front of that and begin to bend the climate change curve, a lot of species, in fact, most species, will probably find ways to persist on their own.
But how do we do that? You offer, I think, suggestions for that. Do you not?
I don't go into detail on how we can do climate change. There have been many, many takes on that, how we can address that and what the different mechanisms are. My piece is much more what should we expect from biodiversity, from species on the planet while that is happening. And one of the things I do think we should expect from most species is that they can make a lot of adjustments for dealing with a world that's changing.
Mm-hmm.
And then on top of that, there's a lot that we can do if we want to intervene on behalf of particular species.
So it's not dire. The consequences are not good if we keep going down the path we're going down. But it seems to me you paint an optimistic picture here if we follow certain guidelines. Am I correct?
Yeah, I think that's actually a really good description. You know, the way I would put it is that, you know, we are not locked into a future where we lose a large fraction of the world's diversity, and we have the power to affect what happens. And if we want to try and keep most species on the planet, we can do it.
Mm-hmm. Well, there's some, you look back over the history of the planet, there are some species that have come and gone. I think there are those who have good intentions that want to save species that have no real reason for being saved, because things have changed over the history of the planet, where species have come and gone, new stuff comes along, old stuff goes away. I think maybe more effort needs to be, if you want to have some direct impact, fossil fuel stuff, no matter whether you agree or disagree that the planet's going to hell, fossil fuels in our atmosphere are not good. It's hard to make a case for that unless you run ExxonMobil. They aren't. And so perhaps that helps us to a certain extent. But you do a lot of work in here to explain things in I would say this is not an easy read, but it is an important read. How is that? I think there's a lot of information in here that you can translate, and it's hopeful. And I think that's kind of what we need more of. Not people can say, if we don't do something, we're all going to, the planet's going to die. The planet is not going to die. Just how is life going to be for us on the planet? And you, again, put some interesting things together here. So the book, again, called The Rescue Effect, available, I'm guessing, on Amazon, wherever people get books, right?
Absolutely.
Yep. Michael Meadow Webster is the author of Rescue Effort, managing, I guess that's part of the whole thing, managing how we approach the things that are different. It's a different time, and so it requires different actions. I guess that would be my takeaway here. It's 10 before the hour on Good Day.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
It's almost time, kids. The clock is ticking. Be in front of your TV sets.
Okay. This is that creepy Chucky thing. Is that what this is?
No, well, that's Halloween 3. You don't know Halloween 3? Come on.
Chucker, do you know me? This is the first, hello, am I introduced myself? Doug Steffen. Can't stand freaky Halloween scary movies.
Can I tell a story then?
Yeah, please, help yourself.
Okay, take a deep breath here. So Halloween Ends comes out Thursday night. This is the seventh entry that Jamie Lee Curtis will star in, the 13th overall Halloween film in that up and down, but overall very successful horror franchise. First one came out in 1978, was produced on a budget. John Carpenter directed it, $350,000.
Wow.
With that was a good movie. Critics liked it. Audiences loved it. Winds up making $70 million in its initial run. Then they make, 2 years later, Halloween 2, which I like a lot. It was sort of the birth of what they call the slasher movie. It was much more graphic, violent. But it does fairly well. But what they did is they killed off the killer, Michael Myers, at the end of the film. So Carpenter, who produced that film, didn't direct it, and the powers to be thought, okay, that's the end of this character. So in 82, they do Halloween 3, which they use the same Halloween music, but they used a standalone story without the killer, Michael Myers. People rejected that movie initially. That's the song from that movie. I thought it was actually good. It has a cult following. But people were like, I don't want to see this. I want Michael Myers. And then they bring him back for Halloween 4, and he's back for all these continuous entries. This is now the 13th entry, and it is tracking at a opening weekend of $50 million plus, even though it's being released day-to-day with the Universal Peacock Network. So if you have that, I think you can pay like $6. You can watch it at home. But go to the theater, Doug. I know you'll be second online because I'll be first. Yeah. Halloween Ends this Thursday night.
Jamie Lee Curtis wants to see Lindsay Lohan as a hot grandma if they do another Freaky Friday sequel. What the heck is that all about?
Well, they did the remake of Freaky Friday like 20 years ago. So I guess he's looking for another high-profile project to do. I don't think that is going to happen, although I did see Lindsay Lohan's going to star in a Christmas movie, a cheapo Christmas movie for Netflix. Yeah. I mean, she's still a name. I mean, she killed a career with some bad habits, evidently. But
how does Mark Harmon,
she's a very popular child actress.
How does Mark Harmon play into all of this?
I guess he was in that movie. I think if I remember, he played Jamie Lee Curtis's boyfriend or husband. Mm-hmm.
What people don't realize, maybe it's my age, is that Jamie Lee Curtis's father was the actor Tony Curtis, who was very, very successful, a romantic lead cut out of the same cloth as
Douglas. He was a mother.
Yeah, right, exactly. So anyway, let's see what happens with that. Bill Murray is accused of kissing a female movie staffer, so he's got more problems. Inappropriate conduct on the set of Being Mortal. What is that? What's that?
Yeah, well, I read it. I don't want to throw the kitchen sink at Bill Murray, but I did read an excerpt. Gina Davis, who did a movie, and Gina Davis, a huge name in the industry, did a movie in 1990 with Bill Murray called Quick Change. Bill Murray co-directed that film. Now, she wrote a memoir, which is coming out soon, and she says that when she did that film, now, she was somewhat established when she did this movie. She had done Beetlejuice and other movies, that the first day on set with Bill Murray, he insisted on using some sort of massage device on her back, and she just thought it was like so inappropriate, and she let him do it because he had clout or power, and she said she should have walked off the set. Listen, I'm not judging people, but that is definitely inappropriate.
Of course it is.
So it's also strange, but I mean, he's had a history of being horrendous, especially to female talent on set. I mean, there's an infamous story on the set of Charlie's Angels where he played Bosley, where he berated Lucy Liu in front of the entire crew, said you can't act, blah, 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 and it was pretty demeaning. And now he's involved in something else. But the thing is, the public loves Bill Murray. They love Bill Murray. Mm-hmm. They love him. Yeah. But he has this stuff. This stuff follows him.
I think he's an annoying self. I just think he's so self-focused. He's a narcissist, an egomaniac. I find him to be annoying as hell. But that's just me. I don't find you to be annoying, Tucker. Come back tomorrow. 59 past the hour.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.